As we head into the 2018 budget session, education is a topic many across Wyoming will be watching. Here to help break it down a little bit is our education reporter, Tennessee Watson. Tennessee, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
During the 2017 legislative session, we saw cuts to education, and a committee was formed to look at the school funding model over the interim. So what's come of that process?
Well, I guess just to start, there's some important details to know. So there was a recalibration, which is the term that the state legislature uses to describe this examination of how the school funding model works. So they did it in 2015, and they're supposed to do it every 5 years. But during the 2017 session, policymakers decided that they wanted to do it again early. So they called for it during the interim leading up to this budget session. Something unique happened. The committee called for something that they've not done with consultants in the past, which is to use a successful schools model. So in the past, they've done evidence-based. They've looked at what practices work, and they've looked at what other states are doing, and they've tried to figure out, you know, this is effective education, and this is how much it costs. This time, they asked the consultants, the firm's called APA, they're out of Denver. They asked these consultants to travel around the state looking at the successful schools, figuring out what they're doing with the funding that they get and why they have the performance that they do. So that's unique this year, and that information has been incorporated into the model recommendations that these consultants reported out to the committee. And the big takeaway from what the consultants say is that Wyoming is actually underfunding education. So when they came up with a number, they're saying that Wyoming could spend just over $50 million more annually. And I think that many policymakers were hoping that this process would actually lead to cuts.
What are some of the specifics of their recommendations where they would like to see more money?
Well, one of the main things is an increase in teacher salaries. So teachers have not seen a pay increase since 2012, which means basically teachers would argue that they're getting a decrease in pay because costs go up, inflation goes up, and they're seeing less money. And so the consultants are suggesting an increase in teacher salary. And neighboring states like Colorado, our neighbor to the south, Arizona, these are two states that are facing teacher shortages. And so we're seeing that when teachers are underpaid, they'll leave. I think Wyoming is not in that position, but I think the consultants are saying increase teacher salaries so that this does not become an issue. And then the other thing that they're recommending spending more on is at-risk students and ELL students, so English language learners. You know, they also are recommending increasing class size, so just to reflect the model. And that could be something that could potentially save money. But they caution you cannot increase class size and not increase teacher pay. So these are all things that come together.
Right. So what does this do for cuts that were on the table?
Yeah, I've talked to a number of the committee members this week trying to figure out what's going to happen. Basically going to them with the question, so the consultants say you need to spend more. Does that mean that we're not going to see cuts? Does that mean that we're going to continue to fund education at the level that we're funding it? Or does it mean that you're going to come up with revenue to fund education more? And I could tell you that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of will to increase spending. There are policymakers that are saying, yeah, we could stay at this level, but there are still folks who are pushing to find more cuts. I talked to Senator Coe. And he, for example, you know, is not pleased with the report from the consultants and would like to see more work done to find efficiencies and cuts. And I asked, is that something that's going to have to happen in an interim session? And he's saying, no, we're going to be able to do it during the budget session. And then there are committee members who say the consultants did what we asked them to do. They did a good job. They did a thorough job. And this affirms the fact that Wyoming does fund education at the level that it needs to be funded at, and that we should not cut more. So exactly what's going to happen remains to be seen. I do know that the committee will draft a bill based on the consultants' recommendations, and they will put that before the body. But what the body does with that is yet to be seen.
Could any of this lead to litigation in the future?
Yeah, I think that there's a possibility of litigation if they don't increase funding to match the consultant's recommendation, and there could most certainly be litigation if they bring further cuts. There are school districts that their school boards have already passed ordinances giving the districts permission to bring litigation. And that move was made last year. So, I mean, they're getting ready. They're sending the warning that we will do this.
Tennessee, what's next as far as recalibration? You know, what are we going to see between now and the start of the session in mid-February?
So on the 29th and 30th, the recalibration committee will meet again. They've got the report from the consultants and all the numbers. And so that's where they'll review that information and work up a bill that they would put in front of the body. And then following that, on the 31st, is the revenue committee meeting. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to know, is this an education story or is this a revenue story? So, you know, after those 3 days where the recalibration committee is going to look at the numbers and we'll see if revenue can come up with new sources of funding for education, although not sure that's going to happen. But that those 3 days will be very telling of what's going to happen during the budget session.
Lots of moving parts here. Tennessee Watson, our education reporter, will be looking forward to hearing from you as the session gets underway. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Caroline.